So, good afternoon, everyone.
Good afternoon.
Can you hear me okay? I won't hold this. So, thank you for the invitation to come back. I was here a few weeks ago, so obviously, I take it as a positive sign that I've been invited back.
Checking the diary now.
It's so you can apologise for last time.
Is that what it is? Okay. So John read the passage from Matthew 14, so I won't read it again. But it's an odd passage. It's a passage that we feel we know. But there's things in there which I found quite surprising when I looked at it. And I'd just like to share some of that with you this afternoon. I'm just finding another passage to flick to in a minute. I don't know about you, that when Peter got out of the boat and then he started to sink, Jesus said to him, "O you of little faith." And when I look at that, I think, what does he mean? Because Peter got out of a boat in the middle of the sea, in the middle of a storm. Now, to me, that doesn't sound like a little faith, right? I don't know, some of you may know this about me. I've actually got out of a boat in the middle of the sea a large number of times, but I never walked on the water. In fact, I normally wear 12 kilograms of lead around my waist to make sure I don't even do it by accident. So Peter got out of the boat and he saw Jesus. He saw Jesus walk in the water. And he said to Jesus, "Call me." And Jesus called him. And he got out of the boat. And then we know the story. He saw the wind and the waves, and he began to sink. And he called out to Jesus to save him. The wind. I mean, if you're in a boat, the wind can be quite frightening. When we go diving, which is what I do, we won't go diving if the wind's stronger than force 4. Getting out of a boat in force 5 or 6 is dead easy. Getting back in is almost impossible. So that's why we don't do it. So I started looking at this thing about Jesus saying to Peter, "Oh, you of little faith," and just trying to get some idea what he meant, given the fact to me it seemed that Peter's faith was really quite strong, at least to start with, and perhaps that's the issue. And so I looked at where else in the New Testament Jesus said this, and it turns out he only said it in 2 other places. I'm just going to read one of the others, because I think this one's to me, is even more puzzling to start with. If you remember that, where are we? Got the right place. Yes, Jesus had been up on the mountain of Transfiguration with 2 of his disciples. He came back down, and they found the other disciples that had left behind trying to cast out a demon. And when they came to the crowd, a man came up to him and said, and knelt before him and said, "Lord, have mercy on my son, for he is an epileptic, and he suffers terribly. He often falls into the fire and often into the water. And I brought him to your disciples, and they could not heal him." And Jesus answered, "O faithless and twisted generation, how long am I to be with you? How long am I to bear with you? Bring him here to me." And then Jesus cast the demon out. Then later on, the disciples take Jesus aside and said, "Why couldn't we do it?" And this is what Jesus said. He said, "Because of your little faith. For truly I say to you, if you have faith like the grain of a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain, 'Move from here to there,' and it will move, and nothing will be impossible to you." Now to me, that's even more confusing. Do you find that confusing? Jesus said, "Are you little faith?" And then he goes on to say, if you have the faith the size of a mustard seed, then you're going to say to this mountain, "Go from here to there." In another place, Jesus says that the mustard seed is the smallest of seeds. So it seems to me what Jesus is saying, if you had even the smallest amount of faith, you could say to this mountain, "Go from here to there." And yet he says they've got little faith. That doesn't make sense to me. So I had to go a bit deeper. And so I looked what was actually being said. And I realised that in this passage I just read, the word is different. And in fact, the word that Jesus uses here doesn't mean little faith. It means no faith at all. It's got the word, it's got the Greek thing ana in front, which means none. That makes more sense to me, I don't know about you. So if we're reading again, putting that in instead, Jesus said, why couldn't they do it? He said, because you have no faith at all. If you have faith the size of a mustard seed, in the consumption. That makes sense. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Yes, Steve. Thank you. That makes sense. So now I've been to Sunday. So look at the passage you just read, and it's a different word. So let's start thinking about this. And I came to the conclusion, I came to the realization that little doesn't necessarily mean small. Puzzle look. Little doesn't necessarily mean small. So here's an example. If you go into bed at night and you open the fridge and you see there's little milk, what does that mean? It doesn't mean it's small. It means there's possibly not enough for your cornflakes in the morning, right? In other words, little in that context doesn't mean that it's small. It means it's not going to last. Aha, makes sense. And so in Peter's case, Peter gets out of the boat and he's full of faith. He walks on the water. Have you ever tried this? Anybody ever tried walking on water? You have. What happened?
I've got a sinking feeling.
Do you know how you can tell if somebody's got faith to walk on the water? Do you know how you can tell? They don't take their phone out of their pocket. So in Peter's case, he had faith. In fact, it's quite a large faith. It's just it didn't last. In fact, you could say his faith petered out. You see what he did there? So Peter's faith didn't last. That was the issue that Jesus was talking about. He had faith. But when he saw the wind, he couldn't see the wind. He saw the wind taking the spume off the top of the waves, blowing it into his face. He saw the waves certainly. And when he realised where he was, I don't know if you're probably too young to remember this, but do you remember a roadrunner in the machine? Yeah. And he runs along a cliff. He runs out into the air and he stays there until he realises he's not tenable, and he falls. And that's Peter, see, that he's out on the water until he realises that this is impossible. And then he sinks. So he started me thinking about this idea of faith being to do with lasting rather than size, or little faith being to do with how long it lasts rather than how big it is. And I started looking at some other instances in the Gospels. And the first thing is, do you remember the parable that Jesus told about the unjust judge? Anybody remember that? Anybody remember the unjust judge? He tells this parable about this woman who needed justice, and she went to this judge, who he was, and there was some official that was able to do something about it. And he sent her away. He didn't take any notice of her. He just fobbed her off, sent her away. And so she didn't go away. She kept going back, and she kept on going back, and she kept going back and back and back. And so in the end, the judge says, I'm going to give her what she wants, because otherwise she's going to wear me out. And so he gives her justice so that she will not wear him out. And it says in the Gospels, this is in Luke chapter 18, if you want to look it up. It says that Jesus told them this parable so that they would pray and not give up. Pray and not give up. And lots of other examples. And who can think of a parable? It's just a show of hands. A parable, not a parable, an instance in Jesus' life where he commends someone for their faith. Can we get anything of an example? Roz?
Roman centurion, right.
The Roman centurion, he was somebody who came to Jesus. He wasn't Jewish. And he, when Jesus questioned him about this, he talked about being under authority, and he explained what it meant to really have faith in Jesus, and what it meant. And he was not going to be fobbed off. And there's other cases like that. Another similar thing, one to the one Rob put this, is the Syrophoenician woman. This is a woman that came to Jesus because her daughter was very ill, and she was demonized. And she wasn't Jewish, she didn't even live in Israel. And Jesus said, is it right to give the children's food to the dogs. I mean, he was really rude to her, actually, really rude. He said, is it right to give the bread for the children's bread to the dogs? And she came back with, but even the dogs eat the crumbs from under the table. And Jesus said, for these words, your daughter is healed. See, she wasn't going to be fobbed off. She was not going to just take that one thing and just go away. She was going to persevere. She was going to push through. She was going to not give up. She wanted her daughter healed, and she was going to do whatever it took to persuade Jesus to come to heal her daughter. And there are other cases, aren't there? I've got a couple more written down here. Remember the story of the man let down through the roof? Remember that story? Jesus was preaching in a house, and four men brought a friend on a mat. They're carrying him because he was paralysed. When they got to the house, it was just full of people. They couldn't get in. The doors blocked, the house was blocked, crowds all around the house, so they couldn't get in. So what did they do? They said, oh, sorry, we'll go away, come back another day. No, they didn't. They went up onto this house, right, and they made a hole in the guy's roof. They made a hole in somebody's roof. Can you imagine the insurance claim? Can you imagine that? Somebody came to your house. In your house group on Wednesday, right? Somebody comes, like this Eric and Jackie's house. It's not yours, so you're right. Somebody comes to Eric and Jackie's house. They can't get in. So they get a ladder and go start taking tiles off the roof. Can you imagine? Yeah. What do you think they did, Eric?
I think Mabel will bite the leg.
Yeah. See, so these four guys, well, it doesn't say it was four guys, it says four of them bought this man. And he says, when the guys, when he came through the roof, and my magic runs away with me. I can imagine Jesus and the other people sitting talking. Suddenly, there's bits of plaster start falling on their head. And then they start looking up, and they suddenly see a hole appear. Then it gets bigger and bigger. Then they see four people peering down through the hole. But he says, when Jesus saw their faith, he said to the man, get up and walk. They came to a house, they couldn't get in, they weren't going to go away, they were going to carry on, they were going to do what it took to get Jesus to heal their friend. They were not going to give up. And then one other case, in Matthew chapter 5, in fact there's two cases together with this one. There's Jairus who comes to Jesus to come and heal his daughter, and while they're on the way, a woman who's been bleeding for 12 years pushes through the crowd to Jesus. She wants to touch Jesus, the hem of Jesus' garments. Now, I don't know if you know about the background to this, but in the Old Testament law, if a woman had bleeding, she was unclean. If she touched somebody, they would have to go and cleanse themselves by offering a sacrifice and things like that. And these religious leaders that were with Jesus and all the other people, it would be a great inconvenience to them if this woman touched them, because they wouldn't be able to go to the synagogue, they wouldn't go to the temple, they'd have to go and get clean before they could do anything else. And this woman must have known that, and yet she pushed through that crowd. She didn't let that feeling, that fear deter her. She was desperate to be healed, and she was not going to be put off. She was not going to give up. And she pushed through, touched Jesus' garments, and she was healed. So it seems to me that in the Gospels, this idea of linking faith to not giving up is really quite strong. And when I look at my life, I don't know about you, I realise that quite often, it's not that I've got little faith, it's that I give up too soon. Yeah, give up too soon. I pray, nothing happens. Do I pray some more? Sometimes, yes, but often, honestly, no. Are you the same? That God doesn't answer straight away, and so he says, oh well, probably not his will, God will move on to something else. Jesus loves it when we refuse to give up. And in some of these cases, it's almost as if he put obstacles in people's way to see if they wouldn't give up, like the Syrophoenician woman. And when they didn't, when they pushed through, when they overcame the obstacles, when they refused to give up, Jesus honoured their faith and answered their prayer. And so is Peter's case. What happened to him? Is he had great faith to start with. He got out of the boat. Jesus called him. He asked Jesus to call him. And so he responded to that call for Jesus to get out of the boat. And he got out. And he walked on the water. But then he saw the wind and the waves. So what does that mean about Jesus? It means he took his eyes off Jesus, doesn't it? When he's looking at Jesus, he was able to walk on the water. But as soon as he started noticing the wind and the waves, he began to sink. And that's why Jesus said to him, "Oh, you little faith." Not tiny faith, but faith that didn't last. We don't need to be condemned about this, because the other thing about this story, which Simi highlighted to us, which is just as important as this, is that when faith fails, and I say when, not if, right? Not if faith fails, but when faith fails, Jesus is always there to grab us. It's quite probable that Peter couldn't swim. People who live on the sea often can't. People work on the sea. If you look at fishermen in the area like that, you find that none of them can swim. It's no point. If you fall out of the boat 5 miles offshore, you're a goner, if you can swim or not. So they don't bother. Peter probably couldn't swim. And so he starts to sink, and he knows that if Jesus doesn't act, he's going to drown. So he cries out, "Lord, save me." And the thing is that Jesus will never ignore that prayer. If our faith fails us, we give up and we call out to Jesus, then he will answer us. He will reach out and he will. When faith fails, if we call out to Jesus, he will reach out his hand and save us. And it says to Peter, name of Peter, goes back into the boat. Peter's back to safety. And it says that the wind ceased. Jesus overcame the entire situation. Jesus brought safety, security, and Peter learned a valuable lesson, didn't he? That he could trust Jesus, whatever happens. And if he was able to carry on and believe and push through, Jesus would answer. And if not, Jesus was still there to save him. So let's pray. Lord Jesus, we thank you that Lord, you're always there. And Lord, you honour our faith. Lord, in Peter's case, he asked you to call him from the boat, and you did, even though you must have known what would happen. And Lord, you give us opportunities to trust you. Give us opportunities to prove who you are, and to prove your power, to prove your glory. But Lord, even when we mess up, even when we fail, you're still there for us. Just thank you, Lord, for that great love for us, that great care for us. Lord, that trusts us in that way. Lord, that wants to bring us on, wants to teach us, to develop us, to grow us, to grow us in trust, to grow us in faith. And Lord, we're sorry that I often don't pull through on that. But often I give up too soon. But Lord, thank you that even so, you're there. You're there to pick up the pieces. You're there to save me when I fall. Just bless you, Lord Jesus. So you be the honour and the glory forever. Amen.